Welcome back to the 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have the privilege of interviewing Catherine Ashmore Bradley. This young actress is a triple threat. She's an actor, she's a singer, and she's a dancer, and she's good at all three of them. Simply amazing. Let's go ahead and just get Catherine on the phone, and usually I say, and let's see what she has to offer you. Well, Catherine has a lot to offer you, so let's get her on the phone, and let's get all that revealed. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is this Catherine?
Yeah, this is Catherine.
Well, I'm Johnny Keith. I'm the host of Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am amazing. So when I do a lot of research on someone, they maybe have a cute website, a nice little resume, and sometimes they make it look really good. But when you break it down, you can kind of see some holes. I didn't find any holes with you. You're the real deal.
Thank you. I take acting very seriously.
Wow. I don't even know where to start because there's so much. So we're just going to jump all around and let's just have fun, okay? Okay, so there's a series, and it's called Bubble Guppies, and you're the voice of Dima, correct?
Yes, I am. I play the voice of Dima.
So what is the famous tagline of Dima's voice?
Oh, I go, well, she's certainly come to the right place.
That's pretty funny. Why does the character always say that?
Well, I'm always the shopkeeper in most of the episodes. I'm always the person that they come to for, like, the jewels or, like, something that they need in the episode. So normally when they come in, I'll go, you've certainly come to the right place to give a funny punchline.
That's pretty funny. I like the way you do that. So you're in the Screen Actors Guild, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because most people are non-union or they're SAG eligible. So what did you do to get into SAG? Was it that TV series Happy or is it something else?
Yes, I did the show called Happy, which was really, really fun. I got to do it with some really cool actors, and that is how I got my SAG card. I tried to, like, postpone it for a little bit. Like, normally people wait a couple of years before they accept it because they want to be able to do non-union things, too. But the time came when they were like, oh, well, you have to do it.
I don't see you waiting around for anything. So I introduced you as, like, oh, she's a triple threat, you know, the acting, the singing, and the dancing. And I said, and she's good at every single one of them. You're amazing.
I started off as a competitive dancer, which really just got me into the world of musical theater because my first dance studio was very musical theater focused. And then everybody in my studio was trying to do this show called Billy Elliot. And I auditioned because I wanted to do it with all my friends, right? So I eventually got in and the director really liked me. So they brought me to Minneapolis where I got to do the show. And that's how kind of everything started.
Wow. So a character where you think you're doing a monologue, you're doing like a self-tape and you're playing a character called Kate.
I've been doing this for about 3 years now, and there's just been so many tapes, and I really like playing all the different characters because they're all like a new experience that I get to become, like a new person each time.
It was really, really good as far as like acting and drama like, and it went on for over 3 minutes. But then I started thinking, when you're out there, you're doing your dance competitions, those are like 3 minutes and 4 minutes, and you're on. You have to continue. You did that whole scene, no interruptions, and you hit levels. You know, it was really good.
Thank you. So much. Yeah, dancing has been a really big part of my life ever since I was really young. And that's what I kind of started with. I've always been very confident in my dancing, and I really just love expanding my skills because obviously the performing world is changing every single day. So I really love dancing and working on my growth. And I love tapping. Tapping has always been one of my favorite things to do. Ever since I was like 6, I met this amazing tap coach called David. And ever since then, I've just been really expanding my tapping skill. And that's the thing I really, really like about dancing. Is my top.
Wow, that off-Broadway musical Spandex, that's like right up your alley, huh?
Spandex is definitely really, really fun. It was about this like aerobic show, and I just thought it was such a cool storyline. And that is actually the one I did when I met the director from Billy Elliot.
It all ties together. So I was on your website looking at your beautiful website, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Definitely credit to my mom, though. She put that all together. It was very impressive.
I love going to the gallery, and it shows you playing Annie, shows you doing all this stuff. That's what I'm saying. You're the real deal. You can't Photoshop that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Annie was such a cool experience because like roles like Matilda and Annie, I've always wanted to play since I was very, very young. I grew really, really fast. So I started when I was 7 or 8, and normal kids start a little younger than me, so they all had a little more time. But since I started at an older age, I didn't get to like really go in for those roles a lot. So playing Annie really meant something to me because I wasn't too tall for like all the ones on Broadway. But since I got to do Annie, that's a role I've always wanted to play. And working with the dog, oh my God, the dog was so cute.
Hey, I'm bad on pronouncing names, so that music video you did. How do you pronounce the name of that guy?
J Balvin, yeah. They braided my hair, so I've never had braids like that. They put these, 10 rows of braids in my hair, and it took so long, but it was so worth it. At the end of the shoot that day, I was like, can I please have one of the clothing? Because I love this neon jacket. And they were like, no. And then they came off to me, like, you can have one sweatshirt, but be quick about it, because we don't want anybody to know. So they gave me this sweatshirt, and I still have it to this day.
I like the way the video was shooting. You were showing different takes, because you were doing it, and then your hat flies off, and you just kept on going. And I was like, was that hat supposed to come off? But then the other take, it stayed on until the very end, and you did a salute with it.
Yeah. I remember that day. I walked in. It was in Brooklyn, and it was this humongous warehouse, and there was trailers in the warehouse, and everywhere was makeup and hair and wardrobe. And I looked around, and I was like, wow, it was such a good experience. And then when I met J Balvin, he was really, really sweet, and I love his music. Obviously, I listen to it on the radio all the time, and I just thought it was really cool getting to meet somebody that I listened to on the radio.
Was it a show like So You Think You Can Dance? It was a show called Showstoppers. Was it kind of similar to that?
So I did this dance competition with my old studio. Yeah, that was Showstoppers. I loved doing that competition.
That's when you were talking about your tap. You were doing the tap to Hit the Road, Jack.
Yeah, Hit the Road, Jack. Yeah, I did that tap solo last year at my old studio. Now I'm in a studio called Project Dance. I did a competition this year. That's where I got to compete my tap solo and my duet with my amazing partner, who is really, really nice. So I do that a lot.
Well, hey, I love that one clip on your page somewhere where you're playing, I think it's the ukulele, and you're singing Tin Man. Can I play that right now?
Oh, yeah, my ukulele. Oh, you want me to sing it? I can sing it.
Oh, okay. I was going to play it, but if you want to sing it, that's even better.
Hey there, Mr. Tin Man. You don't know how lucky you are. I've been on the road that you're on. Didn't get me very far. And you ain't missing nothing. And love is so damn hard. Take it from me, darling. You don't want a heart.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. I had it all queued up. That's what I mean about you're the real deal. You're like, nah. Let me just do this right now.
Yeah, I was actually, that's such a funny story because they were asking me, because I remember the girl that was auditioning for the part. It was just me and her, and she had this ukulele, and I was like, oh God. So my mom ran to the ukulele store. I had two lessons to learn this one song, which was Tin Man. So I ended up learning Tin Man on the ukulele. I did the most basic ukulele you can do because I had no idea what I was doing. And we brought it the next day. We were like, yeah, she's been playing this for about 2 months now, and she's learned this song called Tin Man. And I was like, you know, the things you do for an audition.
That's crazy. Hey, so with all that dancing and all that expression and stuff like that, that kind of reminds me of people who do ice skating competitions. Do you know how to ice skate?
That's a really funny story because I actually used to be a competitive ice skater and a soccer player before I got into all of this theater stuff. I did soccer back in third grade, maybe. I actually won MVP, I remember, and that was so fun for me. Then I started getting into a lot of dancing, and then I realized that soccer is really fun, but that's not where I'm meant to be. But I still ice skated throughout all the years before it just was too much and they wanted to bring me to the next level, which means I have to be there 8 hours a day on the ice. And I just that wasn't really what I was meant for in my heart, I knew.
Right. So if anyone has a person that needs a tween that ice skates and that can sing, they know who to call, Catherine Bradley.
Exactly. I did a commercial. It was something really cool and they really needed a girl who could ice skate. So I got to be in this cool ice skating commercial. I was like, well, maybe ice skating finally came in handy after all my years of practice.
That's pretty cool. Hey, so your Instagram page has 12,000 followers, and I just have to say one word about one picture I saw, and it's Whoopi. Where'd you meet her at, Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg. Okay. When I did Harry Potter on Broadway, which was such an amazing experience, they kind of brought celebrities backstage maybe once or twice a week that you would get to meet if you stayed extra. So I met Whoopi Goldberg. She was so nice, and it was so fun always meeting celebrities backstage. I stayed for 6 months, and I decided I didn't want to go back for another 6 months because I wanted to pursue more TV acting in California. But I remember a month after I left, my favorite singer, Billie Eilish, came. And I was like, if I had just stayed on one more month, I would have met Billie Eilish. I was so mad. I couldn't even tell you.
Right. But at least you're a bi-coastal actress now, so.
Yes, I am. I travel maybe during pilot season. I travel back and forth literally every single week. I remember I got a call one day for this TV show that I went in for. And right after they because they thought I lived in California because I said bi-coastal. And they thought I was in California at the time. So they were like, we'll see you at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God. And I was in New York. So we took the red eye. We took the red eye to my audition. I had zero sleep. I went and did the audition. But the funny thing was I had a dance competition the next day. It was a one-day trip. We took the red eye there. We did the audition. Then we took the red eye right back. Then I went to the dance competition. And I actually ended up winning. And I was like, I was basically like falling asleep accepting my award. But the best part is that I got to go to California. The right before we hopped on the red eye, I got to do like 5 rides right before Disneyland closed. And I was like, I got my Disneyland trip right before it closed.
So you were on Broadway for 6 months and you played Lily Potter, the daughter of Harry Potter?
Yes. Yeah, I did play Lily Potter. It was such an amazing experience. I still talk to my friends in that cast to this day. I learned so much from everybody on that show. Like getting to share the stage and like performing in front of like 2,000 people a night was just a crazy experience for me, which was my dream ever since I was a little kid. I could have stayed on for a year, but I decided that it was time for me to move on and do what I really wanted to do in life, which is TV and movie acting in LA. So I decided, you know what? I packed up all my stuff and I went to LA for 2 months and I met a lot of cool people.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably be back on here and you're probably going to be a regular on a television series.
That's the plan.
From all the people I talk to, you're definitely very, very, very close. You have what they would say, all your ducks in a row. Yeah, so how do you get work? Do you get work? You just totally rely on your managers or do you still go on to the casting websites?
No, I have a manager, Sherry Kane, and I have a wonderful agent at CESD, David Doan. And mostly from now on, they've kind of gotten me everything I go out for. But sometimes I do check the casting websites, but it's mostly from my agent.
Wow. Okay, so with the time we have left, I want to talk about two things, a couple of short films you were in. You were in one called Mr. Sam, right?
I was in one called Mr. Sam.
Yeah, so I'm watching that performance, which is another amazing dramatic performance from you. My question is, what were you guys eating?
Oh, that cake? Oh my God. So I did the production with Mr. Zeus, which is really fun. I got to meet amazing actors. But on that bench, I was eating this mango cake. It was like a jelly cake. And it was so good, I tell you, that every time like we re-recorded the scene, because we had to re-record it like maybe like 25 times. But like the cake had to look new every single time. And you can only take a bite during the scene. And it was the hardest thing I have ever done trying to resist that cake. Like we were sitting there and I would just like take a little nibble and he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Because I wanted to eat the cake so bad. But in the end, they actually let me eat it, the entire thing. So I was very happy with that.
Yeah, but your acting was spot on. It was really amazing. That was really, really good. You're a good actress.
Thank you so much. Acting has always felt very like natural with me.
Yeah, that's great. So moving on, this isn't on your internet movie database page yet, but there's something called a movie called The Practice and your name and you are on the poster.
Called The Practice, which was really, really a fun experience. I got to do it with this girl named Lily Brooks. She's one of my close friends. She's really, really sweet. And filming that show was such a cool experience. I got to meet many talented kid actors. The school we went to film that, it was like the nicest boarding school. It was like Yale. It had a pool, it had a tennis court. And I was like, I want to go to this school. It was so cool. I loved filming that movie.
Well, what is 40 Nickels? Another short?
The 40 Nickels is another short I did. It was this short where I played this girl called Sarah, and it was a Jewish girl, and I got to do it with this amazing actor, which I know to this day. Yeah, that show was just a really cool experience for me, too.
Okay, so I have a couple more things. So, self-taping, I always look at everyone and always kind of look how their studio. Some people are just against the wall. Some people have amazing backgrounds. Some people do the green screen. I notice you consistently stay in that gray background, which is amazing, and the lighting is amazing, too. So, is that already set up, or do you have to set it up every time?
So, I actually don't have a studio in my house, even though I feel like we should because I record so many self-tapes. I go to the studio, which is a studio in New York, and I really like it.
All right, so I'm a genie, and I'm coming out of the bottle. You don't get the 3 wishes because you already got them. You're already an actor. You're already a singer. You're already a dancer. But I say, hey, Catherine, here's the deal. I know you like doing all of them, but I'll guarantee you success, meaning you don't have to do anything. I'm guaranteeing success. Which one do you pick?
Definitely acting. I've always wanted to be an actress since I was older, and it's really been my goal to to get into TV and movie acting, even though I love dancing and singing, but I would definitely pick acting.
You're going, haha, because if I'm an actor, I can sing and I can also dance, so I still get to do all three.
Very true.
Hey, so what advice would you have for, because I'm interviewing a lot of teens right now, to people who don't have enough money to even get a backstage account, to some girl who's trapped, 15 years old, her parents aren't into it and she just wants to be an actor, or someone who's very close to where you're at, like, what advice do you have?
I think the most important thing when acting is to never give up on your dream and to not let anybody tell you otherwise. Because acting is a very cutthroat business. You have to have a very tough skin to do it. People are going to try to knock you down, say, you're not right for this role. You're not good at this. Your hair color is not right. You're never going to be an actress. But what everybody has to know out there is if you have a dream, you need to pursue it. Because life is too short to go to a job that you never want to do. And if you really love acting, you need to go and pursue it, because in the end, you'll regret it if you never did it.
Wow.
So my advice is to never let anybody knock you down from your dream and to always keep doing it, even if nobody is supporting you.
Well, that's pretty good. Hey, so where would somebody find you online if they wanted to find out more information?
Well, I have an Instagram at @KatherineBradley_, and I have a website, and I also have an IMDb. So there is a ton of information on all of those. My website is KatherineAshmoreBradley.com. And you can find out a ton of information there and also on my IMDb.
That's perfect. Hey, is there anything else you want to say before we go?
No, that was perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey, Katherine, thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. I think you're at the top of the top of the top of your game. And any tween or teen listening, you should probably take notes and pay attention to what she's doing, because she's doing everything right. Thank you for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I really appreciate you having me on here. Thank you so much. Bye.
So I asked Katherine's mom, what is the best advice you could give to a parent of a child actor?
I think the best advice is just to be supportive of your child. To many, it looks like it's always success when you book big things like Harry Potter or Dima. But with every success, there's probably 100, 200 rejections. Helping them deal with that and know that there's things that are well beyond their control, and just making them know that they're loved and they're doing a great job, that when they don't get the big booking they want, that they're able to handle that. The beautiful thing about Katherine is she's always positive. She's actually better at rejection than a parent taking the rejection, to be honest.
Oh yeah, you always get more mad when I don't book something that you like deal with it so much longer than I do.
Exactly. So yeah, the good news is Katherine is, to be candid, she has the right demeanor to be an actress, since that she's able to put it aside and move on to the next thing and not dwell on it.
That's the reality, what you just said.
And that is the reality. People might look at her Instagram feed and go, oh, she's doing this, she's doing that, she's got this. And believe me, we are so thankful for every opportunity that she's been given. But what I can tell you is with that has probably come hundreds of hours of self-tape, sacrifices, not being able to do things, and a lot of no's.
I appreciate you so much for allowing Katherine to come on my show. I think she's going to be a good inspiration to other teens, tweens, and kids out there.
Well, thank you for including her. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was so much fun. All right, bye.
KatherineAshmoreBradley.com for more information. Wow. There's a role model for you, like a Lacey Caroline, like a Jordan Flippo. We didn't even get to talk about how she was the lead in The Secret Garden, where she played Maggie Lennox. And she also sang The Girl I Mean to Be for that production. But you can see all that information on her website, KatherineAshmoreBradley.com. So if you're a kid, tween, or teen, or even an adult, Katherine might be somebody you want to role model yourself after. And if you're a casting director, she's on top of her game and she's ready to go now. And if you're a parent of a kid, teen, or tween, hopefully you've been listening to all the mother's advice that I've been putting on these episodes with these children in order to help you and your child become successful in the acting business. I love being a cheerleader for you guys. Actors2020podcast@gmail.com. If you would like to submit your kid to be potentially on this show while we're doing our kid, teen, and tween segments every Tuesday. And remembering, wherever you're listening to this podcast on, go ahead and click that like, share, embed, download, and leave a review and a comment. We would certainly appreciate that. Coming up this Friday is Alina Madison, an actress who came to Hollywood, lived her dream, and has done over 100 films, and I've had the honor of being in two of them. Hey, Katherine also wanted me to mention that her vocal acting coach, Teresa Piteous at The Prep, helps her prepare for a lot of her acting and all of her singing, including this song, once again, Katherine Ashmore Bradley, The Tin Man.
Hey there,
come to the right